Welcome to the fourth edition of the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank in association with Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine. Today we are joined by Westlake's play-by-play analysis. Guys, go ahead and tell me your names and what you guys do here.
I'm Garrett Udahark, and I'm mostly post-production manager for the club of WHBS-TV, and I announce for football and many other sports.
Fantastic. I'm John DeMarsh, and I'm also a color commentator for these football games.
Fantastic. John, being up in the press box, what did you see down here on the field? How did the Demons play tonight?
Definitely a dominating force on offense and held them to only 13 points on defense. Definitely a showing on the run game and a continued performance on the passing game. Definitely something to improve on, though, against Avon.
Westlake's first drive stalls in the red zone, but a 32-yard Eric Breeze's field goal puts Westlake up 3-0. North Olmsted's first play from scrimmage results in a 68-yard run by Christopher Jones. John Hofstetler caps off the Eagles' drive with a 7-yard reception, putting the Eagles up 7-3. Westlake strikes back with a 20-yard quarterback keeper by Trey Bialowis, making it 10-7 Westlake. At the end of the first quarter, Westlake's Connor Sternacker catches a 5-yard strike for a Westlake touchdown, making it 17-7 Westlake. Backed up by penalties, Westlake kicks off the second quarter with a 93-yard strike to Connor Sternacker, who takes it all the way for a Demon touchdown, making it 24-7 Westlake. But the Eagles weren't going away that easy, as Christopher Jones rips off a 75-yard rushing touchdown, making it 24-13. Westlake's Terrence Rose takes the Eagles' kickoff back 84 yards all the way to the house, putting Westlake up 31-13. Westlake running back and our game MVP, Kadar Robinson, rushes in 32 yards, making it 38-13 Westlake. Westlake quarterback calls his number again, this time from 8 yards out, putting Westlake up 45-13. In the third quarter, Trey takes it in 38 yards for the Westlake touchdown, extending the lead 52-13 Westlake. In the fourth quarter, our game MVP, Kadar Robinson, runs in for another Westlake touchdown, making the final score 59-13 Westlake.
Kadar has really come a long way for us. You know, last year he played a lot of linebacker, a little bit of tailback, and he's just prepared himself to come out and play. So that's the thing about him. He didn't have tons of carries last year, so every week we keep seeing him getting better and better. And tonight I think we saw Kadar's full potential coming out just in front of everybody week four. So we're excited getting into the midseason with him kind of really getting everything under control.
What I saw back there was, I mean, I just saw my line giving me holes, man. Like, all week we've been just working, you know, get them holes. And, you know, I just saw a hole and I went. That's all I know. Shout out to Trey. He had, 2 touchdowns on the night? Yeah, Trey did a good job. My line, I love my line. That's it.
All right, we are joined by a special guest, Cleveland Browns radio host of the Cleveland Browns Daily Show, Matt Wilhelm. Matt is a linebacker coach here at Westlake and a former Northeast Ohio high school football player. Matt, being from Northeast Ohio and playing football in Northeast Ohio, what does it mean for these kids to have the Browns come out and cover them?
It's amazing. It's amazing for the kids. It was special all week when we knew we were up for the game of the week. And of course, me leaving Berea, the Cleveland Browns facility, and coming in here and telling the kids that we're up for the game of the week, I'm like, pull your phones out, to tell your friends, tell your parents, post it on Facebook, whatever you can do, because it's such an honor. You know, you guys could be anywhere, but you're here with us, and we put on a great show for you guys tonight, so we're deserving of the game of the week.
North Olmsted, obviously a close rival right down the road from you guys. What was the excitement like leading up to this game?
It was pretty exciting. You know, it's a rival, so it's always exciting, you know. And I think today it really showed, like, who is the better side between the two of us.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you for tuning in to the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week. Be sure to log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to cast your vote next week.